David, you've talked before about this, but there's a long-standing connection between our countries, between the United States of America and Israel. And it's right now the American Pastors Network and many other conservative Christian groups are supporting Israel. And there seems to be some connection there. But how long has this friendship and bond been there between these two countries?
The relationship between the United States and Israel is very, very deep, and it goes right to the very beginning. As we know that there are millions and millions of Americans who love God, read their Bibles, and they know that God has a plan for Israel, a glorious future for the Jewish people. And so there's a large pro-Israel constituency among evangelical Christians especially. They are the most solid group of all the supporters of Israel in America. And, of course, the hosts, all three of them, of Stand in the Gap are very pro-Israel. I am very pro-Israel. I've been there a couple of times. I love it, and I pray at the Western Wall, and it is an invigorating spiritual experience. But as many Americans don't understand is that as popular as Israel is today, when America began, Israel was even more popular at the time of the founding of this country than it is today. When the Puritans came over in 1620, they considered themselves, and they are sometimes called Old Testament Christians. And when they were building Boston and all these things, the Pilgrims and later the Puritans, they called Boston, of Revelation 21, verse 1, they called Boston the New Jerusalem. They called the King of England, he was Pharaoh, and the Atlantic Ocean was the Red Sea. So they saw what they were doing in 1620 and subsequent years as a reenactment of the Israeli experience in the Bible. And this lasted not just during the Pilgrims and the Puritans, but this went on for more than 150 years. For example, on the time that the Declaration of Independence was written in 1776, in July of 1776, when we were proclaiming our independence, Congress appointed Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, and John Adams to come up with a designed for an official seal for the United States. And what they came up with was based upon the book of Exodus and the 14th chapter, which talks about the deliverance of Israel from Pharaoh. Here again, you see the link between America and Israel right at the beginning, lasting for more than 100 years. And they made that report on August 20th, 1776, and it gives great detail. Now, Congress did not accept that recommendation. It took them quite a few more years to come up with a seal that they preferred. But nevertheless, it shows where Jefferson's mindset was, where Franklin was, and where John Adams was. And then when President George Washington died, when he died in 1799, just to show you how deep Israel and America are connected in the American psyche, this is what Jefferson said about that. And he said this on January 2nd, 1814, about George Washington's death. He said it in a letter to an individual by the name of Walter Jones. And this is what he said, quote, "I felt on his death with my countrymen that verily a great man hath fallen this day in Israel." Now this is, end quote, this is Thomas Jefferson, and he's writing in 1814. So here you've got from 1600s all the way to 1814, in the psychology of Americans seeing themselves as Israel, or reenacting Israel, identifying with Israel. This shows you how deep the link is between the two. And if you, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to see this information for yourself, you can go on the web, go to founders.archives.government, or you can go to the presidency.gov ucsb.edu. And either one of those, or one of them for sure, will give you the letter dated January 2nd, 1814, to Walter Jones by Thomas Jefferson. And there Jefferson himself was linking America with Israel. And, of course, he did it 25 or 30 years earlier in his proposal for the Great Seal of the United States of America.
Well, it definitely shows that they not only had a biblical understanding and that the Bible was throughout their understanding of what they were doing, but that they had an affection for Israel at a time when many secularists did not have such an affection for Israel and for the Jewish people.